news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Here we go. Runoff day for primaries. It is election day in the state of Alabama, if you hadn't heard. Heading for a high around 86. We'll get full details on our forecast from Dr. Bill coming up. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. With the Fitz and Sons towing and recovery traffic center, perfect start to the day so far. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers tell us accident-free conditions from Daphne, Spanish Ford, across the Bayway, downtown Mobile to the 1065 split, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, and northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland. No delays on the way in this morning. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, and the new splash and activities lawn. Get details at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
President Donald Trump.
I'm looking for judges, people that will respect the Constitution.
Judges like Alabama's conservative Judge Sarah Stewart.
I'm Judge Sarah Stewart. I think it matters who serves on the Supreme Court.
Like President Trump, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will uphold the Constitution. That's why she's running for the Alabama Supreme Court. More than 25 years of legal experience and over a decade on the bench, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will protect our Second Amendment gun rights, defend the life of the unborn, and guard our nation against evildoers who threaten our way of life. Honest, fair, experienced, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart is uniquely qualified to sit on Alabama's Supreme Court. Judge Sarah Stewart will ensure swift, firm, and fair justice. On July 17th, vote conservative Judge Sarah Stewart to the Alabama Supreme Court. Paid for by Judge Sarah Stewart, Alabama Supreme Court, 2029B Airport Boulevard, number 206, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Election night coverage is on FM Talk 106.5 with up-to-the-minute results, the winners, the losers, analysis of all the races, statewide and local, with the FM Talk 106.5 political team. Your host, Sean Sullivan, has assembled the finest political analysts from around the state to add their input on this hard-fought campaign. Join us election night at 8 for wall-to-wall coverage, only on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Lots to talk about internationally, nationally, and of course right here at home with runoff election day today. Polls open in less than an hour. In time for headlines, here's Kelly Findlay.
Thank you for the lovely segue. Good morning. In case you did not know it, it's primary runoff day. Yay! And yet another opportunity for the state to enforce the crossover ban. Back in 2017, the Alabama legislature passed a law specifically prohibiting voters from casting a ballot for one party in the primary and then doing a switcheroo to another party to cast a ballot in the runoff. In simpler terms, if you voted on the Democratic ballot in the primary, you can only vote in the Democratic runoff. So if you voted in a as a Republican on the ballot in the primary, you can only vote in the Republican runoff. Pretty easy to understand. If you did not vote in the primary, you are free to cast your vote in whichever party runoff that you choose. And get this, no matter what you vote, there are no restrictions when it comes to the general election, November the 6th, so you can choose whichever candidate you prefer. Governor Kay Ivey signed that crossover voting ban law into law in 2017. At the time, Senator Watley, a Republican from Auburn, said the bill, quote, helps the Democrats choose Democratic candidates and helps the Republicans choose Republican candidates. Have more questions or not sure where you are to vote today? Hop online and go to vote411.org and you can find your polling place and make sure that you're registered to vote. Coming up in our next update, I'm going to tell you how you can vote for a powerful woman in this state and nominate her to be recognized for all of her efforts, no matter what she does for a living. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. And remember, too, if you're just woke up this morning and go, oh, gosh, I do have to vote today, and you haven't made your mind up, you can go back and binge listen to podcasts of prior shows, this show and the midday show, and listen to the candidates make their case for why you should hire them today. Do that at fmtalk1065.com. While you're there, too, online opinion poll question, will you be voting today? What are the numbers here? Just make sure everybody is still on record here on our bet on Mobile Mornings. Turnout today, Kelly, you said 22%?
22%.
All right. Dalton?
I believe I went with 12%.
12%. And B, the positive force around here, went with 9% for turnout today.
And winner, winner, chicken dinner gets what?
Yeah, the other two take that person out to lunch. Mm-hmm. So pick up the tab.
It can't be on a Monday, though.
Okay, that's fine. Well, we'll schedule
why.
It. Listen, when I win, I'll tell y'all when I want to go have lunch.
As if.
All right. Check in with News 5 next.
I worry every day about losing the quality of life that we have in Baldwin County.
Conservative Chris Elliott.
As I move around Baldwin County, I still see some of the same farms, the same barns, the same silos that I saw as a kid growing up. But I also see lots of new houses and lots of new faces. I see waterways that once were pretty open and empty, crowded, and full of folks. When I was a kid, my first job was down in Orange Beach at a marina, and I had the opportunity to drive my boat back and forth to work, and it made me who I am. Baldwin County is the best possible place to raise a family, and the secret's out. They're coming, and we're going to have to make sure we've got the infrastructure in place to accommodate them. GetOurShare.com shows exactly how we're going to do that.
Visit GetOurShare.com and learn more about how Chris Elliott wants to fight to get back our share of taxes we're already paying to Montgomery.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. State and local officials are hoping to drum up new business while attending the Farnborough International Air Show in England. Airbus announced it has received over 200 new orders for planes. According to USA Today, 150 of those planes will be the A320neo model, like the ones assembled in Mobile.
Alabama is at that air show to make an impact, to show what we have to offer.
One of China's largest manufacturers broke ground on a new facility on Industrial Park Road in Locksley. Kashan produces air compressors and will create 62 jobs locally. Alabama voters head to the polls today. Several primary runoff races on the ballot. Two of the most heated races, the Republican battles for Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General. Will Ainsworth and Twinkle Kavanaugh each spent $2 million in their effort for the state's number two job. And in the AG's race, Attorney General Steve Marshall is trying to fend off a challenge from former AG Troy King. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
Probate judges do a lot more than just sell car tags. They preside over 1,500 hearings a year.
I'm Alan Lipscomb, candidate for probate judge of Baldwin County. Not only am I an experienced probate attorney, I'm an experienced business owner. Just last year, more than $40 million went through my accounts, and I'm responsible for every penny. I'm probate attorney Alan Lipscomb, humbly asking for your vote for Baldwin County probate judge. I don't sue people for a living. I help them.
Paid for by committee to elect Alan Lipscomb, P.O. Box 471, Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, quarter after 6 here on FM Talk 106.5. This segment of Mobile Mornings is brought to you by LinkedIn. The right hire can really make an impact on your business. That's why it's crucial that you make sure your job post reaches as many qualified candidates as you can reach. And you could try posting on job boards, but if you do that, do you really know who will see your posting? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community. That's the key word. They're a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours, insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. It's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now you can go to LinkedIn.com/WAVH to get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WAVH for $50 off. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think. 6:16 now, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And after more than 30 years in Hoover, Alabama, the annual SEC Media Days are being held in Atlanta for the very first time this year. Yesterday, this year's event kicked off with SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, Texas A&M, Kentucky, and LSU. Among the more notable things discussed, Sankey talked about the federal legalization of sports gambling. He reiterated that the, quote, integrity of the games is most important to him, Sean. And he said that eventually with sports gambling expanding to more states, teams could be required to issue weekly injury and ineligible player reports.
Oh, there we go. Got to press that button.
All right, let's see it go.
Gambling activity. What is needed now is for our state and federal legislative leaders to enact policies that properly support the integrity of our games and provide the necessary protections for our students and our student athletes.
Sankey also said that he does not see the league moving from an 8-game conference schedule to 9 anytime soon, but he expects there to continue to be dialogue on the topic. New Texas A&M head coach Jimbo Fisher talked about how he left his former football team, saying that he had no intentions to leave Florida State, but that, quote, life changes and decisions are made.
I have unbelievable memories of Florida State. I have great respect for them. I think they'll have a tremendous year this year. I think the program's in a great situation. I think they'll do very well.
When asked about former Seminoles quarterback Jameis Winston and his NFL suspension, Fisher said that Winston made some bad decisions, but that he still loves him. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron did his best Ed Orgeron imitation.
Hey guys, it's great to see everybody. Obviously, we're excited for the start of fall camp. Our team has had an outstanding summer. Our guys are working hard in the weight room. Our freshmen look good. We have our whole team together. Starting practice on August 4th. It's going to be an exciting year.
Hey, everybody's got to do their Orgeron imitation. He also said that he made a mistake by hiring Matt Canada as LSU's offensive coordinator last season. Orgeron said it was not a good fit and that he should have hired current offensive coordinator Steve Ensminger to begin with. Canada is now in Maryland, coaching the Terrapins offense. Today, Georgia, Ole Miss, Arkansas, and Florida will get their chance to speak to the media, and I'll have updates all week from Atlanta. At his home field in Washington, D.C. at Nationals Park, Bryce Harper won the 2018 Home Run Derby, beating Chicago Cubs slugger Kyle Schwarber in the final round, 19 home runs to 18. 25-year-old six-time All-Star hit 9 home runs in a minute and 20 seconds to tie Schwarber at 18 before winning on a walk-off 19th home run after earning 30 seconds of extra time.
There it is!
Center field, and Bryce Harper has thrown his bat in the air and won!
Tonight, the American and National League's best will face each other in the Midsummer Classic. Nationals ace Max Scherzer will start on the mound for the National League, while Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale got the start for the American League. The All-Star game gets started tonight at 7 o'clock on Fox. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Jackson Generals 6-5 last night. With that win, Jackson wrapped up a 5-game home sweep over the Bay Bears, outscoring Mobile 52-25 in those 5 games.
Wow.
Last night, the Bay Bears held a 5-2 lead entering the bottom of the 7th inning when Jackson scored 4 runs to take the lead and eventually win the game. Mobile gets tonight off after playing 9 road games in 9 days, but they'll get started again on Wednesday night at home for a 5-game series against the Chattanooga Lookouts. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hi, I'm Chad Summerlin, group leader of Bama Cary. Police Chief Shane Stringer and House District 102 candidate has our support. As a veteran law enforcement officer, Chief Stringer has always supported the Second Amendment. We have joined Sheriff Sam Cochran and Public Safety Director Jimmy Barber and others in supporting Chief Stringer, the first to propose arming training teachers to protect our children. Tough on crime, a reputation for getting the job done. On Tuesday, July 17th, vote Shane Stringer.
Paid for by Shane Stringer for HD 102, Post Office Box 92, Citronelle, Alabama, 36522.
My friends, it's Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in studio and talking about design. We all have this dream in our head of how our backyard will look when it's perfect for grilling and watching the game and the kids playing. Y'all are doing that every day.
Yeah,
We've got a number of designers and a number of professionals taking whatever anyone's dream is, putting the right plant, right place, and implementing a design that's going to work for you.
You know what I love, too, is you share so much out there, and we can watch these kind of designs being built right here in our area on your social media platforms.
Yeah, that's right. I think you called them yard hacks.
Yeah.
We're just trying to put out content and show you what we're doing. So whether you want to do it yourself or you think you might need a professional, we're just trying to be your partner there.
All right. So we want to peek in on y'all's design work. Where do we find you?
You find us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or you just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com.
All right. Sid Sexton, thanks for your time, and get you over the house soon because I want to start cooking out.
Okay. We'll be there.
Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Check them out today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A message from Billy Joe Underwood, running countywide for the Baldwin County Commission.
Open government and quality of life have been at the forefront of my campaign because I love Baldwin County as much as you. With your help, we will continue to pursue our vision for better Baldwin County. I can't move forward alone. I need your help. I am Billy Joe Underwood, candidate for Baldwin County Commission District 3, and I ask for your vote in the July 17th runoff election. Let's make Baldwin County better together.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Billy Joe Underwood, 18446 Davis Road, Summerdale, Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are telling us they're clear again. No accidents across the Bayway from Daphne and Spanish Fork. A good ride from Malbus to Loxley. Again, accident-free conditions and light traffic on the way in this morning. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop downtown for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market with locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, Mr. World here in my old middle school gymnasium. I'm just trying to avoid eyeglasses enemy number one. Dodgeballs. It's a good thing Eyeglass World has that back-to-school deal where your kids can get more durable lenses for free. Yeah! Take that, dodgeball!
Get two pairs of glasses for $78 and a free upgrade to more durable polycarbonate lenses for kids 13 and under at Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. See a store associate for details.
It's 6:23 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this primary runoff Tuesday. Glad to have you along, Sean, Dalton, and Kelly. Kelly down with headlines.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. And just a reminder, when we talk about all this voting and ballots and all that good stuff, our website, our Facebook page, great resources as well. We have a sample ballot up there so that you will not be surprised, but you'll go in laser focused.
That's right.
As we hit 22%.
Okay, 22%.
Yeah.
Keep hoping.
12%.
12%.
9%.
I keep hope alive. I don't know what's wrong with you.
And by the way, once again, I would like the turnout to be much higher. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not a advocate for the... I'm cynical because I've seen it a few times, but
right. It better not rain today or no one will show up.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. That's such a cop-out.
Yesterday when it rained, I said, it's not Tuesday.
That is such a cop-out. I was going to go exercise my right to vote in this country, but it was raining. Shut up. Okay, sorry.
Well, I'm talking about voting, but a different kind. If you know a great woman who's doing great things in the community, you can let the state know all about her. Nominations are now open for the annual Women Who Shape the State recognition and event, and it will run through August the 31st. So they're looking for all types of women, from teachers to business leaders, artists to entrepreneurs, volunteers, any women that you know of that have changed the state of Alabama, or maybe their small portion of it, for the better. They are eligible for nominations. So a panel of Alabama Media Group leaders and journalists will review this year's nominations, and they will select the woman who will be honored at the November 2nd, 2018 luncheon at the Haven in downtown Birmingham. If you'd like to nominate a young lady, a medium lady, or a lady, a vintage lady, you can send those nomination forms to Alabama Media Group, and I'll tweet that out. I think that's awesome. I think in this day and age, it's great to honor our strong women.
It is Kelly with a Y.
Aww. As long as I have your vote in here, I'm good.
Yep, you got it.
Thank you. Listen to this. I don't know what you're doing at the age of 19, but this young man, only 19, he's ready to run for mayor of the city of Auburn.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Get some young blood in there.
How about that? The election's next month. He says, I never thought I would want to serve in politics. I thought that was always left up to the professionals. I found out that it's a good way to serve the community. So when Auburn's current mayor, Bill Hamm, announced that he would not run, this Auburn sophomore prayed about it, said the public response was pretty positive. His name is Landon. He has not, though, visited a council meeting in person yet, but he does say he has watched on TV.
TV. Well, okay. Well, there you go. It puts you to sleep. Yes.
Yes. So the municipal election is August the 28th. Brittany Cannon and Richard Speak are also running for mayor. As a current student, he says that should he win the race, he says, I don't want my education to negatively affect the way that I serve the community as mayor. How about that? 19.
Yeah, I'm going back through what I was doing at 19. It was not deciding how I could, help the community that way.
His name is Jordan Langdon. He's 19 years old, grew up in Phoenix City, and graduated from Central High School. Loves the band, loves wrestling, and considers himself a, quote, cool, calm, and collected guy.
That's what they need.
Jordan Langdon. What was he doing at 17? We don't know because the records are sealed.
I'm just kind of wondering what the attack ads might sound like for this 19-year-old.
Oh, my word. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. As we're talking about young people doing right, I put a story out on Twitter this morning. Let me give you the quick version. Maybe at the 8 o'clock hour, we can expand upon this. But I think the story is great on so many levels because it bucks what people believe, is the rule for all groups out there. We'll involve, let's do this. Let's involve business owners, okay, millennials, and law enforcement in a story, all right? This is a story from WAIT-TV up in Birmingham. They said, the story of a dedicated man who was willing to walk all night to be on time for his first day of work has gone viral, prompting an outpouring of community support and a generous move by his employer CEO. Walter Carr works for Bellhops, a moving company that was hired to help a Pelham family move, and this Walter Carr had gotten the job, but his car wasn't running, so he walked to work. It's like 20 miles. I'll give you details coming up.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama voters head to the polls today. Several primary runoff races on the ballot. Two of the most heated races, the Republican battles for Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General. Will Ainsworth and Twinkle Kavanaugh have each spent $2 million in their effort for the state's number two job. And in the AG's race, Attorney General Steve Marshall is trying to fend off a challenge from the former AG, Troy King. Lightning struck four homes in our area on Monday. One of those strikes sparked a huge fire on Newcastle Drive in West Mobile. In Baldwin County, lightning sparked three house fires in less than an hour. A home on Valerie Lane in Daphne was destroyed. Red snapper fishing in Alabama waters will end sooner than planned. The recreational and charter season will end this Sunday, July 22nd. It was scheduled to run through Labor Day weekend. The Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources says the quota of more than 984,000 pounds of snapper will be reached by Sunday. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Paid by a committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama, 36559.
Chris Elliott must think voters of Baldwin County are stupid. He's lying to the voters about David Northcutt. Facts speak for themselves. Fact. Chris Elliott is a tax raiser. He supported and campaigned for Build Baldwin Now, the tax increase voters of Baldwin County rejected. And now he's taking taxpayer-funded trips to Washington, D.C. as a political stunt. Fact. Chris Elliott is in the pocket of Montgomery's special interests. Elliott has received over $350,000 from liberal special interest who support Common Core, weakening gun rights, and especially raising the gas tax, because Elliott has agreed to raise your taxes. Fact. Chris Elliott was arrested for DUI. He stated he was going to own his punishment. He had his attorney in court say that he was too important to lose his driver's license because he was a politician. Come on, Chris. The voters aren't buying your deceit. We have a clear choice on July 17th. Vote for lying career politician Chris Elliott or the true conservative David Northcutt.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency if you want to save some money.
They'll get back in this car now.
I'm tired of getting stuck in this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
You're gonna get hurt.
Hey!
Now stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners' commercial and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
There's growing negative reaction to President Trump siding with Russian President Putin in Helsinki yesterday. Correspondent Abby Phillip reports the president hasn't tweeted in 12 hours, and there's been little White House reaction to Trump's critics.
President Trump today has a meeting with Republican senators at the White House about taxes. We'll see if they decide to use it as an opportunity for the president to speak up about this. Meanwhile, there is no White House press briefing on the schedule. Just another sign of how this White House is really battening down the hatches right now. Now they are under siege.
A federal judge in San Diego is ordering a temporary hold on deporting reunited immigrant families. The ACLU claims Homeland Security is poised to execute mass deportations immediately when immigrant children are returned to parents. Ford Motors will pay nearly $300 million to settle federal lawsuits over faulty Takata airbags. The money will reimburse drivers for their expenses waiting for fixes. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. A $1.1 billion shale pipeline has been denied an exclusion to the Trump administration's tariff on imported steel, the first such ruling on a major energy project since the tariff went into effect. The Commerce Department says pipeline operator Plains All American Pipeline LP's request was denied because suitable product is available from domestic producers. Several major energy companies, including Kinder Morgan, are awaiting rulings. Shell and Chevron have so far mixed results on decisions related to their exclusion requests. Swiss drug maker Roche's hopes of regaining ground in the influenza market have been boosted after a late-stage study showed one of its investigational drugs reduced symptoms in people at high risk of complications. But analysts say there was only marginal benefit. And the Roche drug is not yet approved in the U.S., but regulators have accelerated their review and could make a decision by December 24th. On Wall Street, futures slightly lower after stocks closed mixed yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
A lot of people have life insurance through work. It's a great short-term benefit, but is it enough? A lot of those policies only cover a year's salary, not enough to pay off mortgages or send kids to college, the things life insurance is meant for. That's where SelectQuote comes in. SelectQuote is your personal life insurance guide. They get multiple quotes to find you the best price from the highly rated companies they represent. John is 36 and in excellent health. He got a $500,000 policy for under $20 a month. Life insurance is about peace of mind, not a false sense of security. Which are you getting?
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-707-6688. That's 1-800-707-6688. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-707-6688. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence,
protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So your forecast, always very important, but super important this morning, because we're talking, yes, and the chatter going on social media, the people saying, well, if it rains today, people won't turn out for the primary runoff. Dr. Bill, can you remind folks about the frequency of rain or the amount of rain we get in Mobile? Is it a rare thing?
Yeah, with around 65, 66 inches of rain a year, it's the wettest major city in the country.
All right, so y'all that use rain as an excuse not to go vote today, it's going to rain. Of course, it's July in Mobile. Of course it's going to rain. Always the question for you, Dr. Bill, is how much and when does it start?
Well, if you don't want to have to get the umbrella out, you might want to go to the polls this morning.
Okay.
Because this afternoon, and that's nothing unusual, we will have thunderstorms, although today it looks like we'll have numerous thunderstorms. We've got all the ingredients now for quite a bit of thunderstorm activity a little bit later on today, and that is low pressure in the upper atmosphere, very moist air here at the surface, and a cold front that's moving into northern Alabama. So that combination is going to produce scattered to numerous thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. Some of them could develop later this morning. It's going to keep the temperature down a bit, most likely in the upper 80s today. We got to 91 yesterday. The normal high is 91, the normal low is 73, and that's exactly what we had yesterday, 91 and 73. We did pick up over an inch of rain at the airport, 1.20 yesterday, bringing us almost to 4.5 inches now for the month of July, but the normal is over seven inches, so we got a ways to go. As for tonight, I expect the thunderstorm activity to taper off in the evening. Low tonight in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow we're going to do it again with scattered to numerous thunderstorms. We'll see that temperature get up perhaps to 90, maybe 91 degrees. So obviously we'll have the heat index tomorrow getting up near 105. As for the rest of the week, we'll start to see an improvement, at least fewer thunderstorms. Thursday, they'll be scattered in the afternoon in the low 90s. A few thunderstorms and more sunshine on Friday, low 90s. And over the weekend, we're going to start to move that temperature on up. Low to mid 90s on Saturday with a few thunderstorms in the afternoon. And then Sunday and Monday, just isolated thunderstorms. That means the temperature will be up into the mid-90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, the tropics, what are you watching there?
Boy, so far we're doing really good. Everything is, we have a clean slate right now, got rid of all those disturbances in the tropics. It's quiet across the Gulf, the Caribbean. The Atlantic looks good, still a few thunderstorms way out in the eastern Atlantic, but nothing organized.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast. And yes, there's a chance it could be raining when you go to the polls today. It's southwest Alabama.
Take an umbrella.
Yeah, take an umbrella. If the heat indices were over 100, that's a bigger chance to keep me away from the polls than the fact it might be raining. All right, coming up, we will get into some of the clips from yesterday's press conference between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. Also, reaction. Yeah, listen, the expectation of reaction, negative reaction from Democrats, that's expected. But how about the negative reaction from Republicans yesterday to what the president had to say about the intelligence community here in the United States, and also, what Russia did or did not do? We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. Also, yes, I've gotten your condolence cards already this morning, fielded the phone calls, and yes, I am aware that this weekend, which is the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, that kicks off with the cannon shot, 5 o'clock Friday morning, will be the last time we'll be fishing red snapper for the 2018 season. Coming up next hour, Scott Bannon, Director of Alabama Marine Resources, joins us to talk more about how we ended up where we are now. We'll get details from him in just about 1 hour.
This is George Zogby, candidate for Mobile County District Court Judge. Recently, a man was murdered by a person that was just released from jail on an extremely low bond on a charge of burglary just weeks earlier. This is absurd. As judge, I will set maximum bonds on serious repeat offenders to keep them off the streets of Mobile County. For me to do this, I need you to get out and vote today.
Vote George Zogby, paid for by the committee to elect George Zogby.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off at the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Craneworks Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are still clear. Light traffic across the Bayway. If you're traveling from downtown, the George Wallace, the Bankhead Tunnels, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. Also finding accident-free conditions on the way in this morning. Car Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, at 1 mile on the left. And right now, they've got great deals on the used golf carts from Yamaha. Electric or gas. Call 287-2547. Car Doctor. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, and you at 343-0106, 343-0106. So I want to finish up the story I mentioned before Dr. Bill joined us. I think this story is, you know, I like things that buck common knowledge, common conventional trends. You know, the millennials won't work and the police officers are bad and company owners are evil. It all comes together in this one story. So a story from WIAT in Birmingham said the story of a dedicated man who was willing to walk all night to be on time for his first day of work has gone viral, prompting an outpouring of community support and a generous move by his employer's CEO. Walter Carr works for Bellhops, a moving company that was hired to help a Pelham family move over the weekend. Now, Pelham police spotted Carr after he was 4 hours into his trek from Homewood to Pelham, a distance of at least 14 miles. Police picked him up and took him to breakfast. After learning that his car was broken down the night before, and he had been walking since midnight so he could be on time for work the next morning. The officers offered to give him a ride to work and, you know, stop for a little breakfast. Police took Carr to the Pelham home where Bellhops was scheduled to help the family move. Upon arrival, officers and Carr met Jenny Lamy. Officers were impressed with Carr's story, shared it with Lamy, who then shared it with the world. This is the post from Lamy's Facebook page. Yesterday was a long day, but a good day. Chris and I woke up about 5:45 to get everything staged and ready for the movers. About 6:30, doorbell rang. It was a police officer. He proceeded to tell me that he had picked up this nice kid in Pelham early this morning. The nice kid, Walter Carr, said he was supposed to help with our move today. It was his first day on the job with the moving company, and he was training today. Went on to say the officer proceeded to tell us that the previous evening, Walter's car broke down, and he didn't know how he was getting to work, so he left Homewood at midnight and started walking to be in Pelham by the time work started.
That makes me want to tear up.
So Lamy went on to share more of Carr's personal story, adding his family moved to Birmingham after losing their home in Hurricane Katrina. Even after walking over half of his trip, Carr declined Lamy's offer to rest before the moving crew arrived, and he got right to work. Lamy described Carr as humble when she asked him to tell an employee of the moving company what he did when he got there. Walter said, "I walked, and that was it. Humble. I asked him to share a little more when he did. The crew was in awe of him, too. I don't know that Walter would have shared that if I hadn't asked him to." After hearing about Carr's inspiring journey to work, the CEO of Bellhops came from Tennessee, that's the home of the company, to surprise him with a gift. Yesterday, CEO Luke Marklin gifted Carr his 2014 Ford Escape. And now a GoFundMe page has been set up to help Walter Carr. We'll put the link up. It's actually up on my Twitter feed, and you can check it out there, the link. And this is one of those great stories that you got preconceived notions of how everybody is.
That's right.
And go check a story out like this. 645 FM Talk 106.5 and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
That's so not right. You know I'm all up in my feelings right now.
Right. That's what I'm here for. You know, the people being nice to other people's stories that I think
those never
need more
get
time.
Old. And no. I don't care what zip code you live in, what you look like, where you're from, good people doing good things.
There you go. It's just that easy. Just act nice.
You know what? I'm going to have a local story.
Okay.
That will do the same to you as you just did to me. It'll come up in our next.
Oh, we're lobbing the ball back and forth across the net.
Oh, it is on. Okay. Eye sweats, my friend.
All right.
Okay, so you could have almost seen this one coming from a mile away. 24 hours ago, it was Amazon Prime Day. That's the one-day sale for subscribers of Amazon Prime, which they do have a yearly membership fee, but on this one day, all eligible items on Amazon.com ship free in 1 or 2 days. Well, guess what happened? The system crashed. Thanks to all the online shoppers. I'm looking at you, Dalton. thanks to all of the online shoppers on both the East and West Coast. The retailer's website was down for at least an hour or so after Prime Day 2018's deals were even launched. Users were reporting problems with Amazon.com, including a front page on a loop, while others reported being able to access the deals but not able to add them to their buggies, as I call them, but they say shopping carts. Others saw the image of dogs.
Yes, the dog pictures, by the way, have been posted all over social media. The Amazon thing, something went wrong on our end. Did they have the picture of the cute dog?
Amazon hopped on Twitter and said, yes, we are aware of the issue and working to get it fixed. Appreciate your patience in this regard. So there is this website called downdetector.com. I've never heard of this.
Well,
they say 45% of the problems are related to accessing the website. 35% report login problems. 19% reported issues with checkout. More than 25,000 incident reports were made in the first 30 minutes after the outage. People are trying to get their shop on. Not sure if you know this, but Business Insider reports that Amazon sells about $1 million a minute during peak time on Prime Day.
You had one job, Amazon.
One.
And you still have till tonight. It's actually Prime Day and a half this year.
You have until 11:59
It's the remix. The remix, yes.
I say, I knew you would chime in. I wonder how he knows. Okay, are you an Alabama fan?
Yeah.
Well, what do you say if you're an Alabama fan?
We've been there before. What? Roll Tide, roll?
That's not.
No, that was not nice. No.
And our Auburn fans say War Eagle,
right? That's right. Yeah, they do.
Well, now both teams can win at the exact same time. They can, in terms of free Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay.
Chick-fil-A restaurants in Alabama joining together to celebrate the restaurant chain's inaugural partnership with the athletic departments from the University of Alabama and Auburn University through the Road to the Iron Bowl promotion. So to kick off this partnership, Chick-fil-A restaurants in the state of Alabama are offering you a free chicken sandwich if you claim your offer on the Chick-fil-A One app. The offer is good from July 16th, which was yesterday, until July 31st. But you need that Chick-fil-A One app, okay? One free sandwich per person. The offer is only valid during lunch and dinner hours at any Alabama Chick-fil-A location. Celebration will continue into the fall. Those college students are going to do some damage when it comes to free sandwich. We've all been on that college budget. Mm-hmm. So all of this culminates with the Iron Bowl matchup between the Tide and the Tigers. So just be mindful of that. Okay, you're welcome. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I worry every day about losing the quality of life that we have in Baldwin County.
Conservative Chris Elliott.
As I move around Baldwin County, I still see some of the same farms, the same barns, the same silos that I saw as a kid growing up. But I also see lots of new houses and lots of new faces. I see waterways that once were pretty open and empty, crowded, and full of folks. When I was a kid, my first job was down in Orange Beach at a marina, and I had the opportunity to drive my boat back and forth to work, and it made me who I am. Baldwin County is the best possible place to raise a family, and the secret's out. They're coming, and we're going to have to make sure we've got the infrastructure in place to accommodate them. GetOurShare.com shows exactly how we're going to do that.
Visit GetOurShare.com and learn more about how Chris Elliott wants to fight to get back our share of taxes we're already paying to Montgomery.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
This is Charlie Graddick. For more than 20 years, you trusted me to serve as a circuit judge and district attorney in Mobile County. Now, I'm asking you to trust Brandi Hambright. Brandi is a strong conservative, guided by her faith. She has integrity and is ready to serve. Please join me and my family on July 17th and vote Brandi Hambright, Circuit Court Judge.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brandy Hambright, Circuit Court, P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Toloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. State and local officials are hoping to drum up new business while attending the Farnborough International Air Show in England. Airbus announced it has received over 200 new orders for planes. According to USA Today, 150 of those planes will be the A320neo model, like the ones assembled in Mobile.
Alabama is at that air show to make an impact, to show what we have to offer.
One of China's largest manufacturers broke ground on a new facility on Industrial Park Road in Loxley. Kashan produces air compressors and will create 62 jobs locally. Alabama voters head to the polls today. Several primary runoff races on the ballot. Two of the most heated races, the Republican battles for Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General. Will Ainsworth and Twinkle Kavanaugh each spent $2 million in their effort for the state's number two job. And in the AG's race, Attorney General Steve Marshall is trying to fend off a challenge from former AG Troy King. I'm Jessica Toloney for WKRG.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for Lieutenant Governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door to door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for Lieutenant Governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Good morning, 6:52 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. After more than 30 years in Hoover, the annual SEC Media Days are being held in Atlanta for the very first time this year. Yesterday, this year's event kicked off with SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, Texas A&M, Kentucky, and LSU. Among the more notable things discussed, Sankey talked about the federal legalization of sports gambling. He reiterated that the, quote, integrity of the games is the most important to him. He also said that eventually, with sports gambling expanding to more states, teams could be required to issue weekly injury and ineligible player reports.
While it may be preferred to have no expansion of gambling activity, what is needed now is for our state and federal legislative leaders to enact policies that properly support the integrity of our games and provide the necessary protections for our students and our student athletes.
Sankey also said that he does not see the league moving from an 8-game conference schedule to 9 anytime soon, but he expects there to continue to be dialogue on the topic. New Texas A&M head coach Jimbo Fisher talked about how he left his former football team, saying that he had no intention to leave Florida State, but that life changes and decisions are made. When asked about former Seminoles quarterback Jameis Winston and his NFL suspension, Fisher said that Winston has made some bad decisions, but that he still loves him. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron did his best Ed Orgeron imitation yesterday.
Hey guys, great to see everybody. Obviously, we're excited for the start of fall camp. Our team has had an outstanding summer. Our guys are working hard in the weight room. Our freshmen look good. We have our whole team together starting practice on August 4th. It's going to be an exciting year.
Today, Georgia, Ole Miss, Arkansas, and Florida will get their chance to speak to the media, and I'll have updates all week long from Atlanta. At his home field in Washington, D.C. at Nationals Park, Bryce Harper won the 2018 Home Run Derby, beating Chicago Cubs slugger Kyle Schwarber in the final round, 19 home runs to 18. The 25-year-old six-time All-Star hit 9 home runs in a minute 20 seconds to tie Schwarber at 18. Before winning on a walk-off 19th home run after earning 30 seconds of extra time.
There it is! Center field, and Bryce Harper has thrown his bat in the air and won!
Tonight, the All-Star Game gets started at 7 o'clock on Fox. 6:54 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Is your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your 2- and 4-post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down. We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6948.
When it comes to keeping our families safe, experience matters. And there's only one candidate for district court judge with the right experience for the job, Spiro Charagatis, a former Mobile County prosecutor. Spiro has a proven record of fighting crime, and that's why he's supported by local law enforcement, District Attorney Ashley Rich, and the retiring district court judge. On July 17th, remember Spiro Charagatis. Hard name. Harder on crime.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Spiro. P.O. Box 1964, Mobile, Alabama 36633.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've had a nice ride coming in from Baldwin County across the Bayway, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. Downtown, George Waddle, Spankhead Tunnels are looking good all the way to the 1065 split from Tillman's Corner, Theodore, Schillinger, and Three Notch. You've got officers working some radar, but no wrecks in the roadways. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop by Cathedral Square to get your locally produced fruits, veggies, plants and flowers, soaps and lotions. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:56 FM Talk 106.5. It's Mobile Mornings on this primary runoff Tuesday. Also, this summer, if you thought about saving money over the summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? You could refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than average credit card interest rate. Let's see, 18%, kind of the average out there. How about that? What does that save you? You get your funds as soon as today, and LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high interest credit cards this summer. Start saving with LightStream, and y'all can save even more with additional interest rate discounts on top of LightStream's already low rates when you go to LightStream.com/Sullivan, LightStream.com/Sullivan. It's subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.